Now we can return to news items. Tuesday was Shrove Tuesday, so pancake flipping gets a mention, as does World Book Day, followed by a bit of sport. Norwich Cathedral held a day of pancake flipping fun as it celebrated its annual Shrove Tuesday tradition. Multiple events were held within the garden and cloisters of the cathedral, with choristers taking part in both pancake races and flipping events. The Dean of Norwich, the Reverend Dr. Andrew Braddock, said, "It was great to see our boys and girl choristers enjoying themselves. They work incredibly hard leading cathedral worship and music, so it's very good they can have fun together as well." Master of Music Ashley Grote added, "The choristers always look forward to the annual Shrove Tuesday pancake races. It's a fun opportunity for them to let off steam and enjoy pancake eating as well as racing before we embark on the season of Lent." The Pancake Day tradition began with Shrove Tuesday being the last opportunity to use up eggs and fats before embarking on the Lenten fast, before Ash Wednesday, which marks the start of the Lenten journey ahead of Easter.
The Bishop of Norwich joined Paddington Bear in Norwich Cathedral Close to mark World Book Day. The Right Reverend Graham Usher even took a leaf out of Paddington's book and brought along a marmalade sandwich. "It's a joy to be sitting with Paddington this morning," he said, before revealing his own favourite book as a child, Swallows and Amazons by Arthur Ransome. He loved hearing his father read the stories of children having boating adventures in the beautiful landscapes of the Lake District and Norfolk Broads. The Swallows and Amazons series includes Coot Club and The Big Six, both set on the Broads around Horning. The children launched their Coot Club one Easter holiday to protect nesting birds. Paddington Bear, who appeared on his bench in Norwich Cathedral Close last month, has proved hugely popular with families. The bench was brought to the city by Studio Canal, which made the Paddington films. Norwich won a competition to host the bench with pleas for Paddington to take a break in the city, coming from Norwich Bid and lots of local children.
Norwich City drew 1-1 at Blackburn in the Championship. Ant Cernak's instinctive finish swept past Ainsley Piers in stoppage time and looked to have settled a contest that was meandering to a tame conclusion. At that point, Norwich were 2 points and 2 places from the top six, with a brace of Carrow Road home games to come. But in a sour repeat of the recent stoppage time concession against Derby, they blew another 2 points from a winning position when Andy Wyman escaped detection to glance a header past Angus Gunn with 96 minutes on the clock. Johannes Hofthorup could barely conceal his frustration at how his side had failed to manage the game for the final 2 or 3 minutes.
Norwich is set to welcome a new karate academy. Norfolk Sport Karate Academy will open in April, with its founders hoping to create a unique and competitive training environment. Karate has seen a surge in popularity in recent years, influenced by its inclusion in the 2020 Tokyo Olympics and television programmes like Netflix's Cobra Kai. The academy will initially be based at the Pavilion in Felthorpe, with training sessions scheduled for Mondays and Fridays at 6 p.m, as well as 2 Sundays a month, tailored around competitions. It will cater to both children and adults.
She's lived an extraordinary life. From taking to the skies as one of Norfolk's first female pilots to surviving breast cancer. Now, Valerie Soame has celebrated her 90th birthday in an inspiring fashion by playing a spirited game of badminton with her weekly sports group. Val is an active member of Sports Action for Women with and after cancer, known as Sports Act, and meets with the group every Wednesday at the UEA Sports Park. And despite being the club's oldest member, many were unaware of her milestone birthday Val's adventurous spirit extends far beyond the badminton court. At the age of 30, Val was one of the first few female pilots to take to the skies in the region, earning her wings at Swanton Morley in 1962. After being diagnosed with breast cancer in 2004, Val joined Sports Act in 2006 and has been a dedicated member ever since.
Next, our first feature. Once again, Derek James comes up with an interesting little article in his nostalgia column in the Evening News. This time, he describes how city department store rivalry became nasty. His article is read by Ian Robertson.